7. Andrew's Conference. That evening, Andrew took it upon himself to hold a personal and searching conference with each of his brethren, and he had profitable and heartening talks with all of his associates except Judas Iscariot. Andrew had never enjoyed such intimate personal association with Judas as with the other apostles, and therefore had not thought it of serious account that Judas never had freely and confidentially related himself to the head of the apostolic corps. But Andrew was now so worried by Judas's attitude that, later on that night, after all the apostles were fast asleep, he sought out Jesus and presented his cause for anxiety to the Master. Said Jesus, "It is not amiss, Andrew, that you have come to me with this matter, but there is nothing more that we can do. Only go on placing the utmost confidence in this apostle, and say nothing to his brethren concerning this talk with me." And that was all Andrew could elicit from Jesus. Always had there been some strangeness between this Judean and his Galilean brethren. Judas had been shocked by the death of John the Baptist, severely hurt by the Master's rebukes on several occasions, disappointed when Jesus refused to be made king, humiliated when he fled from the Pharisees, chagrined when he refused to accept the challenge of the Pharisees for a sign, bewildered by the refusal of his Master to resort to manifestations of power, and now, more recently, depressed and sometimes dejected by an empty treasury. And Judas missed the stimulus of the multitudes. Each of the other apostles was, in some and varying measure, likewise affected by these selfsame trials and tribulations, but they loved Jesus. At least, they must have loved the Master more than did Judas, for they went through with him to the bitter end. Being from Judea, Judas took personal offense at Jesus' recent warning to the apostles to beware the leaven of the Pharisees. He was disposed to regard this statement as a veiled reference to himself. But the great mistake of Judas was, time and again when Jesus would send his apostles off by themselves to pray, Judas, instead of engaging in sincere communion with the spiritual forces of the universe, indulged in thoughts of human fear while he persisted in the entertainment of subtle doubts about the mission of Jesus, as well as giving in to his unfortunate tendency to harbor feelings of revenge. And now Jesus would take his apostles along with him to Mount Hermon, where he had appointed to inaugurate his fourth phase of earth ministry as the Son of God. Some of them were present at his baptism in the Jordan, and had witnessed the beginning of his career as the Son of Man. And he desired that some of them should also be present to hear his authority for the assumption of the new and public role of a Son of God. Accordingly, on the morning of Friday, August 12, Jesus said to the 12, "Lay in provisions, and prepare yourselves for a journey to yonder mountain, where the Spirit bids me go to be endowed for the finish of my work on earth. And I would take my brethren along, that they may also be strengthened for the trying times of going with me through this experience."